Did you know that over 80% of companies in America, each generating more than $100 million in revenue, don't show up on public stock exchanges? They're private and are largely not an option for 401k investors. But now there's a chance for everyday American savers to opt in for access through the 401k plan if they choose to. Regardless of how you're building for the future, you deserve the same opportunities because you've earned the right to more. Learn more by visiting retiresafer.org. Paid for by the Council for a Safe and Secure Retirement.
There was a flamingo in Cape Cod. How'd it get there?
I mean, that's totally weird. Do flamingos even come by themselves, though? I feel like if there's one, there's got to be more, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, every time I've seen them, they've been in a flock. That's what they're called, right? All right. Jim Knox from the Connecticut Beardsley Zoo. He's a zoologist. Jim, what's up with the flamingo in Cape Cod? Are they just going to come here now and take over?
Anna, that's the million-dollar question, right? Ornithologists all over the country are saying, hey, why this bird? Why Cape Cod? Why now? And there are theories on this. The prevailing theory that's gaining a lot of traction is that this bird was blown off course by Hurricane Idalia back in August. And this happened with many flamingos around the country. We found them in places like North Carolina, Virginia, Ohio, even Wisconsin.
You know, I've heard this with flamingos before,
Oh, no.
Is that they can get blown out by storms and they can end up in areas like where are flamingos, right? I know they're in Florida. But where else are they?
The Bronx Zoo.
I feel like they're in Africa, right? In areas of Africa, right? Where else are they?
Yeah. We have six species of flamingos around the world. We've got two in the old world in Africa and four in the new world. We have American Caribbean flamingo. That is the one we're familiar with in South Florida and the Caribbean in Mexico. And then we've got other species in South America.
Shouldn't we be finding his family? He's lost, and I feel like nobody's concerned. Like, where's his mom and his daddy? Like, what's happening?
Yeah, well, this is an adult animal, and flamingos are flock birds, as you mentioned. And by the way, fun fact, flamingo flocks are sometimes referred to as flamboyances of flamingos.
I love it. So
that's cool.
It. Yeah.
These guys live in groups up to thousands, believe it or not. The Caribbean or American flamingo, not as large a flocking bird. But this guy seems to be solo. And he's doing just fine, apparently.
I mean, so what do we do with him, right? I know that, you know, obviously we've been watching the shark population for a long time, right? So the seal population is healthy again. So the shark population is healthy again. Now I hear about this flamingo. Now I'm also hearing that orcas are up here. Killer whales have been spotted off the coast for the first time in I don't know how long.
Yeah. Orcas, fascinating creatures, by the way, guys. The more we learn about orcas, the more questions we have. There are orcas that we're seeing in the Northeast, especially near in and around Cape Cod. And years ago, and I couldn't remember the year, guys, it's been many years, but when I was a kid, I remember there was an orca near Cape Cod, very close to where we were, and it made the news. Big deal. These animals will travel over thousands of miles of ocean. They go where the prey is. So wherever you have the prey, the orcas will follow.
Does that make it scarier for everybody else? Like, I know we keep hearing about all these sharks off the coast of Long Island and, you know, showing up at Jones Beach. And should we be concerned that we're just, I know it's a good thing, but it's also a scary thing, you know, to be able to go to the beach and be wondering if there's going to be a shark that's going to show up on your lap.
It is scary. You know, we have to give these animals our respect and a wide berth. Some good things in terms of shark monitoring. Good developments happen to be greater public awareness, greater information, opportunities to share information like you guys are providing, the use of drone technology used to be helicopters, but that's very expensive. You can use drones inexpensively to patrol miles and miles of coastline and keep those beaches safe, and alert systems that enable bathers and surfers to stay out of the water when needed. That goes a long way toward keeping people safe.
I'll be keeping my eyes open one way or the other. Don't wear your jewelry. Don't dress like a seal. Also, don't dress like a great white shark if there's an orca, because they like to eat livers.
I want to adopt that flamingo. I feel so bad that he lost his family.
I mean, he just needs to go home.
Jim Knox from Beardsley Zoo. Thank you so much, Jim.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.
Hey, y'all. It's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. And it's not a competition, but like if it was, I would totally win the season with Wayfair. Giant outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments in every style and color, yep, got those on Wayfair. Garland, accent pillows, cozy throws, nutcrackers. Wayfair, Wayfair, Wayfair. When it comes to hosting, Wayfair's got me covered there too. I got a brand new dining table set that fits the whole family, sheets and towels for extra guests, and even the cutest holiday bed sheets for the kiddos. All thanks to Wayfair. And the best part, I got it all shipped fast and free. It's a Wayfair holiday miracle, y'all. I'm not saying there's a champion of Christmas or anything, but if there was, it'd be the lady with the year-round Christmas village who shops at Wayfair. That would be me. For everything festive and just your style, all delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app to totally win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.